Because we need to discuss this. First of all, how late was she? Or how late were they? But she.
She was late as shit. She was, I want to say, what, a half hour or so? Mm. It was a minute. And then, I don't know if you saw it, her DJ was like, oh, she was late because her screen was blurry. And what?
What do they have to do with anything? Did you see somebody put in the comments that they was like the damn baby shower chair got more camera time than Keisha's ass?
Yo. Okay.
So, and that was my thing, because how you talking about it was blurry? Bitch, you ain't see, we know you wasn't there. Don't lie to us. Mm-hmm.
She was there, and she didn't want to go on unless it was right. I'm like, yo, okay.
She knew, she, fuck being blurry, bitch. We should have been there for sound check. She was pissing me the fuck off, singing over, fucking up her own songs, and then singing over Ashanti. She pissed me off.
Child. How about when Ashanti was like, you went first the last time?
Come on, I'm going like, first again. No, you're not.
She said, all right, let's hit it. I was like, no, she didn't just go straight to her song. Mm-hmm. Even Keisha looked like her ass was on.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to get out. I want to dance. I saw you. She on. Only on people want to get up and dance.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? Like, child. How about the fucking the song with her and Jaheim? Did you notice her trying to fiddle with the damn stuff on the side because she ain't know none of the song?
Yeah. I peeped that. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, so you ain't remember the song. You doing the Monica now.
You ain't remember not one thing?
She said, I don't remember this song. Like, okay.
I don't think she understand, like.
Yeah. Like, so it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all in the studio.
Like, child, no. We all just staring at this damn chair. Then when Ashanti get on there, she was battling herself. And then again, Keisha, you got the nerve to fucking come in like you got a fucking attitude. Bitch, we've been waiting for your funky ass.
I got that too. I was like,
Keisha,
you don't even know the song.
Like, bitch.
Ain't nobody tell you to do it.
Okay. And then this is what I'm saying again. You knew you had the battle. You've been watching all of these battles. So you didn't want to listen to none of your songs? You stupid bitch. Right. Then she get up there and sang fucking Trust and sang Monica part. Bitch, sang your own part.
Okay. Child.
She was pissing me the fuck off, Dave.
What'd you feel about OT Genesis?
Mmm. That was the best part. Shit.
Hey, if you Dave, have me. Check the suicide alert. She keeps striking me because she's cold off.
What?
I'm probably worrying about that. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm sorry, T.
Because I was, come on now, like, I learned how to sing from Ashanti. I knew what it was going to be. I'm just saying as far as, like, once they put, they would have never had, she would have been fine.
Should have cheated.
If they didn't put those mics up there.
Yeah.
She would have been fine. Once Brandy and them did that, I knew it was over for Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Child. I was like,
oh,
no, Keisha. Let me do a little voice check for you
that
on the show.
Yeah, because she ain't have fucking time. You all late.
And drunk
and didn't want to be, don't know, and this singing so bad.
Yeah.
And then you fucking up Ashanti songs? No, don't. Ain't nobody fucking see. Wait, did you peep Ashanti faces, though?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I was trying to read her lips, so some of the parts, I'm like, what is she saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Ashanti probably was getting hurt. You heard it, like, we gotta hurry up. They gonna cut us off.
Right, you dumb bitch. Like, and then for Swiss, and then for Swiss to say, yeah, this is very disrespectful. It's like, girl, where the fuck was you at?
Yeah, no, real shit, though. It is kind of like, oh, so you just, oh, so you forgot that you had to be here at 8 o'clock.
This was like, again, the last time y'all was about to do it a few weeks ago, y'all changed the last minute, pissed everybody off. So why the fuck wouldn't you be there? I get it. We knew they was going to be late. We get it. Half an hour. Okay. That's fine. But why the fuck did Ashanti damn near do a whole fucking set of her own? Before you could get there.
Right. Like, why is she playing her own stuff? So then I'm like, well, is she not coming? That's why they playing some of Ashanti music?
Mm.
I'm like, they gotta save this for the battle. And why the hell did they play Keisha Cole's song three times? The one with Tupac.
That shit got on my nerves too.
She like, they playing it for the third time. I'm like, well, bitch, you ain't know that they was going.
Right.
Like, you had no say so on what songs they was going to pick. Like,
that's what made me feel like, so you just, did y'all take it serious at all? Like, this is supposed to be your stuff. Motherfuckers is getting shit cleared with Biggie and everybody else. Then, did you peep with them talking about Ashanti with the whole Ciroc paid partnership and all that? And Keisha talking about, can I get a check? Oh, you ain't get your check, sis?
Yo, so did you peep towards the end? She was like, it was like, shout out to Doritos. I don't know where she met, but she was like, because they, because they had to drop that bag off first.
What?
You gotta listen towards the
end. I know what you're talking about, because I recorded that part.
So I was like, well, did she mean they had to pay? Did they get paid? And that's why she did. She was late because they didn't clear the money yet? Like, Or did she mean they ain't drop her bag of Doritos? Like, I took it in since you said about the check
right.
being cleared. I'm like, oh, so I wonder, did she mean that's why she was late?
But for a bitch that can't even hold a fucking note and fuck up her own songs, you should have been there regardless. Girl, are you dumb?
Right, because you're going to make money off of streaming.
Right, and then look at it. And then Ashanti dropped a fucking banger-ass single. We don't even give a shit about whatever you dropped yesterday.
Did she drop anything yesterday?
I don't think she fully dropped it, but she played it. Come on, can I play my single? Don't nobody want to hear that bullshit.
Okay. If he was here one time, he could have played it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she just... And then you see Neffy mad that OT was there.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you feel about that. Like, do you think that she should have had him there? Because Keisha was like, it ain't his love, but it ain't all there yet. Like,
I feel like it don't even fucking matter. I feel like that whole family is just ungrateful. Because at the end of the day, you ain't singing no better. Okay? It's not like, you get what I'm saying? He disrespected you that much. He sounded as good as you did. Whether you trying to make it seem like my song is about love, not about cripping and all of that. Shut the fuck up. He made you relevant again, bitch.
Yeah, real shit. He did make that song pop again.
And then y'all want to go fight for her when she ain't never asking for y'all to fight. Remember, because we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Child, that was the best thing. Because at the end of the day, again, like, I'm telling you, that's why her damn, she ain't with her husband ain't with her. Her baby father ain't with her ass in the world. Because she fucking stuck up. Again, you got the audacity. The B ain't come and get... You ain't even... Did she apologize to us? Bitch, it's over fucking 700,000 people in here. You gonna come here like, come on, let's just get it started. Bitch, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah, I was saying that. I was like, I feel like some of these like celebrities, not to say that you obligated, but it's like we here for you and you should be like, let me be here for these people. Like I'm here for my fans. Let me make sure, like you said, I understand you might be a half hour late, but like you said, apologize. Like they just like you come in here with an attitude like, bitch, don't you know these fans are the same ones that made you can't break you and not play your shit no more.
Exactly. Like, you know? Who been supporting your nut ass notes?
Yeah.
We was supporting that shit young as hell. We support you because you made us feel like, yeah, we can go out there and do that shit too. We knew. We knew you fucked that up. But we have been supporting you. You got the audacity to come here with an attitude like you about to blow some shit out the water. And you sounded worse than the fucking original songs, you stupid bitch.
You ain't even give us a good little show.
You ain't give us no show. All we saw was titties.
Okay.
And that's all it was, a bunch of thirsty ass niggas. Where that's all they was worried about. But the real motherfucking musicians and that care about music and all of that, at least stay on the nut ass scale you originally did, bitch. You gonna go here and do worse than that. Oh, God. And then got the nerve to want to sing over a Shanti song and it's delayed? Oh, no. Shut the fuck up, Keisha. No.
Shut the fuck up, Keisha.
Day, when I show you these fucking videos, I'm going to try to chop them up.
Ashanti was like...
Go ahead. Talk about Ashanti.
That's why Ashanti was like, oh, this bitch damn bad singer. I make sure I hit these folks good.
Ashanti was fucking... Yo, Ashanti was killing her. Huh?
She sound good. Mm-hmm. Ashanti. I think
she
did. Did you think she sounded good?
Yes, she sounded good. And even with her being a little bit late, her, you know, trying to hold her down or whatever the case may be. But again, you can tell that she's even consistent. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Keisha, you suck because we accepted that first album. But you have to understand, it's about swag. It's about so much the pain that you, that we was all feeling and certain things like that.
Yeah.
But you evolving and all of that, you can't come like that and then not be able to try to get better.
Yeah.
You sounded fucked up like you don't practice anything. You want to stand up and do what? Bitch, your titties are fucking you up right now. I know you're going to get fucking tired. You already can't sing, so you want to stand up and do what? Do what? For
okay.
What?
What?
Shit.
Okay. Like, dude. At least Ashanti, she was late. Like, she wasn't drawing. Like, she was late, but it was kind of like, oh, all right, it's cool. She got the little music playing. She's singing. Like you said, she's trying to hold it down to he should get there. So, like...
She reading the comments and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know. Again, we don't know what's going on. But you're not even humble about this shit. You have the audacity, bitch. You can't fucking sing. You can't sing for real. So you got the nerve to get up here with this funky-ass attitude and then gonna try to play it, bitch, talking about, yeah, you going first again. Why?
Okay.
I'm over here like, just let the bitch have it, Shanti. Just let the bitch have it. She fucking lost anyway.
I thought she was going out of hand, but Shanti was like, no.
No, no, no.
You went first. I got this one.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, she really did go first, so this is the Shanti. But I just thought about it. If she couldn't see in the screen and all that and hear, how come the DJ was able to hear?
Exactly.
How come if she was there today, nobody thought it was professional to say, we have the technical difficulties, y'all.
I don't even know where niggas was at, like, because remember originally they started moving into Tyler Perry's studios, because Tyler Perry Jones was the only one that was really, you know what I'm saying, because it was so many different spaces and whatnot, so they could have been in different rooms. I don't fucking know. But like you said, nobody got on that screen. The DJ came in. We didn't even know that was a DJ until Ashanti said something. There's nobody here with you to do sound check. Bitch, we don't know that your team ain't got you like that. Who fucking knew? Who fault is it? So okay, maybe you came in here and you put your headphones on or whatever and it's fucked up. Whose fault is that, though? You know how sound check work. And even if you felt like you said, Doritos and shit, it didn't clear or whatever. But this is already a huge opportunity to be even be sitting in front of this woman.
Right. 700,000 people.
Fuck is wrong with you, whether you got your money or not, bitch. You knew at least if you would have got up here and do what you needed to do or got there on time or whatever the case may be to be able to play with your voice or whatever the case may be to try to get there, whatever. I think she was personally scared. That's what I think she fucking figured out. They was going to have the microphone. She know her dumb ass can't fucking sing. And I don't know. And then they were saying that she might have been on the nose candy. And I at this point, she fucking might have. I don't know.
I don't know. And then my thing is that she was having technical difficulties. Why did Swiss Beats write disrespectful? This is disrespectful in the comments.
Right.
I mean, that is for, like him and Tim, like show, so he would know if they had, you know, technical difficulties.
Right.
Like, so you mean to tell me, y'all ain't even tell one of the damn creators of it?
Child.
Y'all was having problems?
And that's what I'm saying. And I get it. Everybody is kind of like on different ends of it because there's a lot of people still involved. Because even when you watch the recap where Tim and where Tim is as far as his crib and then where Swiss is. Swiss on the whole fucking island right now. So we know that he's not there physically. So, you know, you have Apple, Ciroc is involved. There's a lot of people that have their hands involved. But like you said, so nobody wasn't calling Keisha or you just wasn't answering your phone. Like, I'm confused because it was at one point where she said something and she made it seem like she didn't even know exactly when it was supposed to start.
Sure.
Like, she thought it was supposed to start at 9.
Sure.
And didn't think that she was that late and whatnot. Child, I don't know. I just feel like it was very disrespectful for you to even sit in front of Ashanti and be able to fucking do this. Y'all both have history, but again, we were listening to Ashanti before Keisha Cole. That was clear because obviously you knew the first album. But for you to have the fucking audacity to come up here with an attitude, can't sing your own songs, don't even know the words, lip singing, all the other shit, then want to sing over her songs, it was just disrespectful to me.
Yeah, I ain't get that. Yeah, she turned me off with that. But I always thought she had an attitude. Like, she always seemed like she was late. Like, but this with interviews and shit, it just seemed like she ain't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, girl, if you ain't want, like, I don't know. I get it when they just be like celebrities or people, but it just be like, come on, like, there's something major. This ain't no just something little where you just be like, all right, cool, whatever. It's just a little XYZ. I can be on point. I ain't got to really be on point. I can chill a little bit because it ain't nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a major platform. Like, the fuck?
A huge platform.
Like, there's something that you want to take serious to be like, oh, all right, cool. Like, this right here is about to make me some bread for real when you think about it. Everybody should start charting again. You know, not to say that they should, but it'd be like the owner should start charting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we ought to start making some bread, like, thanks to the fans. And then it's like, that's the thing she gives us. We like to see y'all motherfuckers.
Yes, we was already saying it's not even the same hype that we had because they kept postponing it. So how the fuck you don't even, but how you don't even know your own songs at this point? So you mean to tell me we've been fucking practicing your songs more than you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You stupid bitch.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
Ashanti was fucking killing her yesterday for the most part. She was blowing her out the fucking water.